And we are continuing our previous shiur, and we were really wondering, it was bothering us, how come the Rambam, when he paskins in Hilchos Avos HaTumos about a goy that his shechita is in a veila and it's metame b'masa, he writes akum kusi ger toshev, and he omits mummer. In Hilchos Shechita, the Rambam says that a mummer's shechita is not allowed to be eaten. So why does he also not write that it's metame, like in Hilchos Avos HaTumos? Why does he omit the tum of an avela? Normally an avela is tumea also, contaminates a person. Analyze it aser b'achila. So that was the question that we asked in the previous shiur. And we wanted to know why the Rambam omits it, where he gets this from. So again, this is the third shiur of our series, learning this this sugya of shechitas akum kusi umumer, and we're basing ourselves on the Torah of Hagon, Rav Yaakov Perlov, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, the Novominska Rebbe, Zechus Yagen Aleinu, and this is in his Sefer Adas Yankif, Sefer that I have a lot of chavivas for. It's kedai me'ot to learn, so we're learning it. So we have in the sugya in Chulin, the first perek, that Rav Meir was gozer on the kusim, that they should have a din goy, these Kuthians. Why? So the Gemara says, because the Musiona Matsulam Barosh Hargarizim, Sheu Ovdimosa. So there were some Kusim who were serving this idol, this Getchka, this Pesel, this statue of a dove. Not the soap, the animal. Even if it was a statue of a soap, it would also be Asr, but I haven't heard people serving soap. What religion are you? I'm a hygienist. I follow hygienism. I bow down to soaps. In any event, that was a very, very poor joke. So, Chas Shalom. Not Chas Shalom, it was a poor joke. Chas Shalom, somebody bowed down to soap. So anyway, so Demusion Amotzel and Barosh HaGrizim Shayo of Demotzel. So he found they were serving idols. Rav Meir, the time of the Chayish Lemiut, the famous Rav Meir is Choshish for a Miut. So you know, there are only Miut Kusim who were Kuthians, it's a nation, who were serving this idol. Nevertheless, he gave them all a Din Goy. Rashi says, Dosin Hoshim HaGrizim Nasu Murmim Lavoidus Kochovim. Those who were on Har Gerizim, on Mount Gerizim, became a mumrim, apostates, because they served idols. Later on in the Gemara, it says there, Lozazim Yishamach Hasam Akum Gemurim, Rav Asi and Rav Ami made sure that they were complete goyim. Lamai, frak the Gemara, for what? In what sense are Kusim goyim Gemurim? Akum Gemurim. Ilish Chita V'yayin Nesech Mehasim Gazu Rabbanan. Mehasim Gazu Rabbanan. If it's for Shchita and Yayin Nesech, that their Shchita is not a good Shchita, and their Yayin is considered libated wine, long wine libations to idols, forbidden wine. So we already have Rav Meir's Gzera. So what was Rav Ami and Rav Asi came a lot of years after Rav Meir? Harbe shanim acharav. Azona gmara. Inu gazur velo kiblu minayu. Ati Rav Ami v'Rav Asi gazur v'kiblu minayu. He was Gzera and they were Mekabel. And then Rav Ami and Rav Asi came and he was Gzera and they were Mekabel. B'chidushi arash papiresh b'shem haramban. V'chein b'chidushi aran. Why weren't they makabel from Rabbi Meir? Because Rabbi Meir was choshish for the miut that were miskalkel, the miut that had veered away from the right path of serving one God. And we're not choshish for a miut. We're not concerned if it's only a few of them. Most of them aren't, so therefore don't assume every kusi is lo b'seder. We're not choshish for the miut. But Rabbi Rav Asi, in their time, miskalkelu ruban, bring the Rishonim. O kulam. So either most or all of them became a kulkal, became corrupted, and therefore Rav Ami Rav Asi were gozer, and the people accepted it, and they bring like this from the Yerushalmi. So l'chora, we have to understand, what do they need a gzera for? Ha'bilav frekruf perlov, bilav gzera sam nasu kulam aruba mumrim. Even without the gzera, they are mostly or allly. They are mostly, it's interesting, my first name is read allly. Without their gzera also, they are kulam o rubam mumrim. They are most or all mumrim. What do we need a gzera for? So they're mumrim for avodah zara, for shechita, for yayin nesech. Like we see on page Dalid of Masechet Chulin, shehamumar oser yayin. They're mumrim. What do you need a gzera for? Why do we need a new gzera on kusim to make them akum? So that's not so shver, because the nafkamina is the sons of these kusim, or somebody we know are not ovdei avodah zarah. Nevertheless, either gzeras ravami ravasi, they're also considered like goyim, like we see from the Rambam, the fourth parak halachat hazayin, linyan tztukim v'talmidei mecholotom achrayim, that they're like kusim, tztukim, the Sadducees, and everybody who follows them are like kusim lefnei agzera, before the gzera. And if they shecht in front of us, they're shechitas mutter, because they're not included in the class of mumrim. Ayin sham, magid mishnah, kesef mishnah. So we see that the kusim themselves, after the gzera of Ravim Ravasi, are all ka'akum before the gzera, like we have by the Sadducees. If we know that they're not their beseder, they're not Sadducees, then they're shechitas kasher. But after the gzera, they're all now considered ka'akum, even those who are not actual mumrim in practice, but they're all considered akum because of the gzera of Ravim Ravasi. But it's still shver, because hagufa lamar mudasam ka'akum. Why does it say they made them like akum, and it doesn't say they made them like mumrim? Because mumr dino ka'akum, and the shorish of the psul of the root of the disqualificatia of kusim is because they become a mumrim lavoy de zara. So why don't we just say they're mumrim? Why akum? So what's pashit is that the shame akum, that schal on the kusim, is not kedin akum shel mumer. Sherei mumer kiddush of kiddushin. The mumer's kiddushin is a valid kiddush. That's why we paskin the 2 days in the Torah. But we've had a lot of shirim on this. But we paskin with the lavacha. We've had a lot of shirim on mumrim. There's a tshuva that I want to learn that from the Kloisenberg. I'm going to throw it out to you now, so you can learn it yourself. You can get it on Hebrew books if you don't have the sefer. Most people don't have a divrei yetziv at home. The average person of the 7 billion plus in the world. Kopanim, there's a tshuva there. It's moiridika tshuva from the Kloisenberger, talking about mumrim. La'orach l'roichav. The only way he wrote it was because he was using the Yotzer HaChachma. Of course, the Yotzer HaChachma didn't exist until long, long after the Kloisenberger was nifter. So, helamai. Erez Alina, an Eitzer HaChachma. You know, you have a few Yidden walk around with themselves. Ravad Yosef was an Eitzer HaChachma. Kloisenberger was a Shtickel Eitzer HaChachma. These people, they just know everything, except they have the Kedusha also, not just the knowledge. They're not Chas Shalom. There's a Musik of Chamor Nosei Svarim. A donkey who's carrying Svarim. So there's also a Musik, a Machshev Nosei Svarim. It's not enough to know. You have to have Yerush Shemaim. And the Kloisenberger had Moiridika Yerush Shemaim. Anyway, back to our story. So the shem akum that's chal on the kusim is not kedin akum shel mumer. Sherei amumer kiddush of kiddushin. Virak l'chumrahu shedino ke'akum. Umishum ke'she'eno akum imamish begufo. El Yisrael mumer mikri. So this shem akum that's chal on the goyim, on the kusim, is not kedin akum shel mumer. Because a mumer's kiddushin is a good kiddushin. And just l'chumra, we say that his din is ke'akum, because he's not mamish like an idolater begufo. He's called the Yisrael mumer. That's a mumer. Mashen kain, different so are the kusim. They're ke'akum gemurim l'chol divrayim. They have a din of akum gemurim in all respects. Haynu dechayla begufayu shem goy mamish. They mamish, these kusim have a din goy. I feel the cool, like we see in the Rambam in Hochas Avadim, Perek Vavalech Abav, Shegitei Nafshin Choreyan Avadim, Sheyesh Alav Eid Kusi, even though Medina Mishnah, their kosher, nevertheless, Bizman is said that the kusim are ka'akum l'chol divrayim, ein nafka mina bedim ze, rak shalameidim izela shalitztukum shatztukum zan ze kusim shekol kotri gazer aleim. So this whole thing of kusi being an eid kosher doesn't apply anymore, because kusim are goyim. The only works for tztukim. That tztukim are like kusim before the gzeir. Ayin sham the Rambam. The Rambam, Hilchos Avodim, 6:6. I love learning Rambam Hilchos Avodim. B'chlal, Rambam makes me shikker. What am I supposed to do? Everybody has their weaknesses. My weakness is the Rambam. Harei mefurish shegam lekula amrinan shaget batal. Even lekula, they're not edim. Why? Why? Ha ha. Because they're goyim. Because they're like goyim. And this is not like the Mechaber in Ibn Ezra and Simon Memdal at Sifiyu, that a Kusi was Makadish Bizmanazah. I don't know if you ever see any Kusim walking around. But if you would see a Kusi Makadish Bizmanazah, she needs a get, l'chumra. But the Rambam holds not like that. That Kusi Gam Lakula Dino Kakam is Kedushin's not a Kedushin. And therefore she doesn't need a get. And that's the Gzer Rami Ravasi. The Chalbo Shem Akum Bagufa L'chol Dover Venu Kumumri Yisrael, the Yisrael. He's not like a Jewish mummer. V'rakti yesh lo dinim ka'akum l'chumra. He's not a chicha b'mitzvah, he is dinim of akum l'chumra. But please don't tell me that he's the Jew. This kusi. A Yisrael mummer. So we're machmer in certain areas, we make him like a goy. But self called self, he's Jewish. He's going to get up to Shemaim and they're going to say, hey, Yid. He's Jewish, and his kedushin, you have to be choshed for his kedushin. But a kusi is not like that. A kusi mamish is a shame goy. And that we say in the Gemara, da'asam ka'akum gemurim, levatel rishus v'litein rishus, that they're like goyim. To be mevatel rishus and to give rishus. Umavur Hashem de dinam kimumer she'eno mishamer shabato b'shuk. De'eno mevatel rishus v'havi ka'akum v'nosen rishus davi ka'akum de'v'inen ad she'yiskor. What is this talking about? So anybody who's learned Erevin knows, or anybody who's learned these dapim and chul, this daf and chul knows, that there's a concept called bitul rishus and nosein rishus. Talking about eruve chatzeros. When there are numerous homes pointing to open to a courtyard, so they have to make an eruv. Because the chatzir, as we know, looks a little bit like a rishus harabim because so many people are going in there. So they make an eruv, and you have to do it before Shabbos starts. And you put the bread in one of their homes. And if one of the people isn't part of the eruv, then you're in big trouble. So if one of the dayarim didn't give his chelik in the eruv lifnei Shabbos, so the chatzir is now belongs to everybody, and it has the status of rishus harabim, and they can't take out to the chatzir. However, af al pi she'lachar knisat haShabbat shuv ein hadayar oser at haChatzir yachol leshtatef be'eruv, adayin yachol leshtir leshchina v'totzah me'abatim leChatzir aydei bitul rishuto b'chatzir. So what does he do? He says, listen, I'm a vatel, my rishus in the chatzir. And now you can carry out. But a goy can't do that. He can't be mishtatev be'eruv. And he can't be matir to the Jewish people to take out by being a vatel as rishus. This is eruv on page 62a. And even if not only is mevatel rishus, even if he's noisein rishus, he gives them as a matana, they're still not allowed to take out. The only way to fix this is to rent from him. So Nachum Bar Yitzchak says in the Gemara in Chulin on page 6a, "She'atakana la'asot takutim lo'avdei kochavim ne'emra gam li'inyan ze she'kamo she'avdei kochavim lo yachol levatel reshut ve'latet reshut gam kuti lo yachol leshtatef be'eruv." לא יכול לבטל רשות, לא יכול לתת רשות. So he's like a guy. And like a mummer who isn't a Shomer Shabbos. So from this you see, l'chora in the Gemara, that they're like mumrim. Because it says in the Gemara, they're like a mummer, she'enu mishamer shabbato b'shuk, who doesn't publicly keep the Sabbath. So you see that these kusim are like mumrim, but not more. And the answer is that they made them into akum, haynu mishum din mumar shetilu mitchila alehem de belav ken en kan geder lasotam keakum kevan de akutim gerei amet hayu ela kevan de nasu mumarim la'avoda zara v'dinam kum mumarim l'chol ha'torah kula lahachi hanach mumarim dekat akutim hufku'u mikol v'kol midinei Yisrael v'chal begufam shem goy. So that they made them into akum is because of the din mumar that they originally had. Otherwise they wouldn't have made them into akum, because kusim were gerei emes. But since they became murmim lavoy dezara, they were mafkia them legamre from dina Yisrael, even lekula l'shitas harambam. And that's, by the way, parenthetically, like Esav, right? It says in the Gemara that Esav, famous Gemara in Kedushin 18, that Esav was a Yisrael mummer. You're hurt. Esav is a Yisrael mummer. But Esav is legamrei mufka mekedushas Yisrael. That it's because he was a mummer, we're legamrei removing him from kedushas Yisrael. V'yitiyashev lefi zeh ma sheshmit haRambam din shchitat kuti בהלכות שחיטה לגרסת הכסף משנה, ורק בהלכות אבות התומה הוא דכתב דשחיטתו מטמאה במסע. והיינו משום נדע ניסור החלל ראי הקוטין החלל בדין מומר שכתב שם הלכה יהודה לשחיטתו נבלה, ולך רק בהלכות אבות התומה לעניין תומת נבלה דשחיטת מואר באמת אינה מטמאה, הוא דכתב דשחיטת קוטי מטמאה משום דווק כשחיטת גוי ממש. So now we can understand why the Rambam omitted the din of Shechitas Kusi and Hilchas Shechita according to the Girsa of the Kesef Mishnah. In Olei Hilchos Avos HaTumah, he writes that the Shechita of a Kusi is Metame. Because as far as Isser Achila goes, the Kusi is included in the din of Mumer. And the Rambam already writes in Halacha Yadal in Hilchos Shechita that the Shechita is Nevela. That the shechita of the mumer is nevela. So too kusi, we also know that his shechita is nevela. Only in Avos HaTumah the Rambam had to tell us, as far as tumas nevela, that shechita is mumer, which is bemis not metame. So Rambam had to tell us, oh, you're right, shechita is mumer not metame, but shechita is kusi is. So we're talking about the kashrus of a. The shechita of a kusi, you're allowed to eat it, so that's already included in that of a mummer, that it's no good. So Ram doesn't have to tell us that, because kusi is no better than mummer. But when it comes to being metame, that the shechita of a kusi is metame, that the Rambam had to tell us, because shechita of a mummer is not. But again, we're still left with the kasha. The question hangs, as they say in Spanish. What's the difference? Why kusi yes and mummer no? Why by a mummer do we say that a shechit is an avail in achila, because he's ka'akum, but not linyan tuma? That's our question, and please God, in the next shiur, we'll, as the suspense builds, we will, please God, answer this question, and we will see more and more niflos in mitaras Hashem. Thank you so much for listening, and amirtza Hashem b'siyata d'shmaya, we will continue next time. Lean out there. Hashem should just give us good health and everything else we need to learn its Torah. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.